Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Claudio Reck of Vista Systems. And I think we described what the business is and how you got into the business and how you developed and transitioned through, both from a management point of view as well from an ownership point of view, and a fascinating story. But let's go back to where you come from as a person. I said, you know, that you said you were Puerto Rican American. I said you're German. The Reck is a German name.
Yes.
Tell us about your parents and what they imbued in you and what made you what you are in terms of their background and the relationship you had with them.
Let's try to do this in a nutshell. It's a long story. But both my parents were teachers at the University of Puerto Rico. My mother is from Germany, and she worked for the German Foreign Services in South America and New York. My father grew up in Washington, D.C., and studied at Harvard and worked for a publisher in New York. That's how they met. They did not meet in, like many people think, in Germany. They met in New York. And my grandmother was working for Rex Tugwell, who was the last governor appointed by the President of the United States, the last American governor in Puerto Rico. And so my father was coming down to Puerto Rico to visit his grandmother on different occasions, and he decided to settle down here and work for the University of Puerto Rico. And that's the environment that I grew up in.
What was your father's education, and what did he teach here in the University of Puerto Rico?
Okay, he taught English literature, and after he made his doctorate's degree in Far Eastern languages, he was teaching Japanese and Chinese at the University of Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And my mother was teaching translation because she had done her master's degree in translation, and then she also was teaching German. She was one of the only or the original German teachers at the University of Puerto Rico.
And the translations were Spanish to German, German to
English
Spanish.
To Spanish.
English yeah. to Spanish, not German.
Yeah. Wow. Not German.
Wow. Okay.
Here's a German lady translating from English to Spanish.
So in summarizing, your father is a really, although German descent, but he really grew up in his grandfather, your grandfather are American. I mean, they grew up in the States.
Yes, my father's family came over in the 18th century.
So they're that's why you say
one of those swarms of immigrants that came in through New York or whatever.
Right.
But on my father's side, they've been in the U.S. for over 200 years.
Okay, but your mother was born in Bavaria and
in Munich
and
studied in Heidelberg, and then worked for about 10 years in South America.
So in terms of they have German descent, but they come from completely different ends of the spectrum, and they meet in New York, and they end up in Puerto Rico because your grandmother is studying.
Is working for the government here.
Okay, so you have this German background, and have you kept, you speak German, and you've kept German?
Yes.
Okay.
We learned English and Spanish in school, but at home, my dad made an effort to speak German because he always valued languages. My dad actually spoke 12 different languages. He had studied Russian, Chinese, Japanese, Greek, Latin, French, Italian, Spanish, English. I mean, this guy, you know, he probably spoke also Arabic, I don't know, but we counted 12 languages, so
wow.
He put a big value in growing up with languages. So at home, even though he had learned German after he married my mother, he made an effort that we spoke German at home. So I grew up actually speaking German at home. And as a kid, I remember we used to throw in English and Spanish words when we didn't know the German word, and we call it salad. When we spoke using words from three different languages.
and you went a lot to Germany, or you can continue to go to Germany?
I've been there many, many, many times. As when I was growing up, both my parents were teachers at the University of Puerto Rico, so we used to vacation in Europe. My dad loved going over there, visiting churches and museums and castles and all the historic places. And as kids, we were dragged along and we negotiated, okay, if we go see a church in the morning, you take us to the zoo in the afternoon. And that's actually how I started probably sales, because I had to sell my dad on the idea, you know, we'll tolerate your museum if you take us to an amusement park afterwards.
So your father especially was in the humanities, and how did, you know, he was not a business person. So how do you get into business?
Well, basically, kids always go the opposite way of what the parents want them to do. Once kids become teenagers, they become rebels.
Right.
So we all went into sciences. My dad wanted to steer us into humanities, but my two brothers and I went into sciences. They graduated from engineering, and I graduated with a degree in natural sciences. But by then, I had already discovered that I liked business. And the reason I like business is, in science, once you learn a formula, it's always the same. 2 + 2 will always be 4. It'll never be 5, it'll never be 6, even though some people think it is. In business, what you do one day with one person will not work with a different person the next day. So business represents new challenges every time you meet someone. Every time you meet someone, you have a new challenge, you're meeting a new person, it's like a new world. And that's what I like about business. You're dealing with people, you're dealing with an environment that's constantly changing, and it's constantly challenging.
There's one thing in terms of development, and which moves you into sales, which by coincidence, it has something that we had in common, and it was your Amway experience. And it turned out that Amway experience, you had a mentor. It's not called a mentor. It was the person up the chain.
Yeah, it's basically like a pyramid or something thing. Like that.
My wife got involved and got me involved in Amway. And we had the same person, David Santiago in Pura. So when he talked about the Amway experience, it jogged my memory of my experience with Amway. But there you said how important the Amway experience was.
Basically, what Amway was for me, it was a sales boot camp. And they make you read a lot of books. And I, with two professors as parents, I grew up with books around me. So it was a natural thing for me. I was reading Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, Wayne Dyer, all those, you know, self-improvement books and whatever. And Amway for me was like a boot camp in sales. And what I learned after a year or year and a half, I don't know how long I lasted there, is that the principles that you learn there, the principles for improving yourself, the principles of sales, the principles of success, the principles of business can be applied to anything.
Setting goals and really
setting goals, out. Right? Yeah. And getting over your inhibitions and getting over your, you know, improving your image of yourself and all those. I realize they're universal. You can apply them to any profession, any sport, anything you want to do in life. So these principles. I was 17 years old and I was shy and introverted, and once I came out of the Amway boot camp, I was a different person. I realized that I was someone who wanted to get into business and who wanted to be extroverted, who wanted to be successful. So it actually changed my life.
And you mentioned to me that as you went into business, your father really considered that almost a corrupting influence in you.
He was appalled. He was appalled. He was hoping that I would become a bookworm and an intellectual like him. And he didn't realize that people can be happy and can be successful in business. He thought people in business were unhappy people. He thought they were crooks driving Cadillacs and so on. He had a very distorted view of what people did in other careers that were not his.
But anyway, the combination, he did imbue in you the love of culture, the love of looking the broad sense of the world. So he brought a lot to your life, I imagine. I mean,
I think he had a very deep and profound influence in my life, because I think now I've become a very well-versed and rounded off person. I read a lot of books. When I travel, I do the same he made me do when I was a kid. I do visit castles and churches, and I do listen to classical music. I go to museums and I read about the history of the places I go to. So I think, you know, in life you can go and do anything you want to do, and what you want to do, you do well, and you can, as hobbies, you can still keep doing other things that you don't do professionally as your career.
You could say, and we kind of end up this interview, you could say you've got the best of both worlds.
I think so,
Europe,
definitely.
German, we love Germany. You have business, culture, and you've had an exciting life, and I usually say to my guests, and of course that's why they're my guests, I'm really very proud of what you've done, and I look forward to continue to work with you, and we'll have you back because we just had a fantastic experience in a negotiation project, and we don't have time to go into it today, but we'll go into that shortly. So thank you for being with me, Claudio, and best of luck as you move forward in the business.
Thank you for inviting me to the program.